Hello, welcome to Spotlight, a shaft of creativity beaming through the continuous April showers.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Short and sweet this evening. As promised last week, we hear from the joint Young Actors of Man. And an art competition for everyone. Remember, do get in touch with any creative, artistic endeavours you might be involved in, planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. I wonder if I can do them backwards this week. Calligraphy, digital, social media, mime, film, drag, sculpture, ceramics, literary, or literature. Get in touch. Music, of course. Howard Kane, with an E, at manxradio.com, or spotlight@manxradio.com. Love to hear from you. I do get a few more. A few more contacts would be nice. Some people contact me after the event, which is a bit late. So we've got something coming up in the next few weeks. Now's the time to do it so we can get you on ahead of the event. Without further ado, here's something arty I always look forward to visiting every year. Up north, I think. Cover me, I'm heading out. And headed down to Laxey, up to Laxey, depending on which way you're going, I suppose, to a drop into the wonderful Loom Gallery for a bit of a catch-up with Julia. We haven't been here for a while. Always something of interest going on in the gallery here. If you're dropping past Laxey, always worth sticking your nose in and having a look around. And currently, we have this year's open art exhibition. And as you'll know, if you're a regular listener or a regular attendee of the Loom and the exhibitions down here, there's always a theme to the open art exhibition, and this year it is
the word fruit.
Fruit. Well, that gives a lot of scope.
It does. It can be the noun, as in the orange or an apple or a peach, or it can be a fruiting body. So it's has a wonderful wide interpretation. You can have apple wood, you can dye it with blackberries, so there's a bit of that, there's a bit of dyed blackberry and a bit of apple wood, so it's nicely wide, and some very lateral interpretations as well, which is always wonderful.
And a good entry this year. You were saying there were sort of some new names alongside the regulars.
There's 118 in total, which is a good mighty scotch. And there's some names that haven't made it in because they're doing other things, and some, as ever, brand new names doing some wonderful things in styles and mediums that I've never heard of. Had to do a bit of
research.
Investigation. Yes. What's that? Oh, interesting. So that's always wonderful to see that on the Isle of Man. So many artists using different things and creating wonderful pieces of art.
And it is, as the name suggests, it is open to anyone, whether they're an established artist or not.
Yep, absolutely anybody. I think the youngest this year is about 4, and the oldest is, I think, 90 this year. And we have professional artists who do things in a style that is completely unfamiliar, just for having something to play with, if you like. So there's all sorts, professionals, amateurs, hobbyists, people who've never exhibited before, children, all manner of things.
Whole gamut. And we're standing in the middle of the gallery. We just had a little quick look around, and we'll just have a quick tour because I can't go around all of them. There's far too many. But if we just go up here to the left, there's one which, as I was paddling up here, and I looked, beautifully done, and it's three birds on a branch. And I thought, well, where's the fruit? And then I looked at the title of the artwork, which is
Where's the fruit?
Where's the fruit?
A good, fine, tenuous link. That's sometimes it is just the title. Sometimes that's the joy of it. It's lateral, literal, or however it links to the theme is wonderful.
It is great. Janet Wignall is the artist for that one. Hand embellished print and lovely stuff. Yes. You'll see that on the left-hand wall of the gallery as you go in, if you're coming to see it. And then just behind us, you were mentioning all sorts of, or particularly new media. And I looked at these two, which are both gone already, I'm afraid, so you're a bit late if you fancy these two, but they're called Sour Fruit is one and Fresh Fruit is the other, Gear South Fruit and Noah Fresh Fruit. I thought they were sort of on ceramic or on glass or something, but it's some form of paper.
It's UPO paper with alcohol ink and then resin over the top. Heather Ramsden is the artist. And they're fabulous. They're bright and vibrant and showing lemons and strawberries. And they are something I've never seen before. So it's lovely to see things, brand new techniques being presented in this, especially here where you've got a bit of everything. But they're lovely. Yeah, sold already. So too
gone, late. I'm afraid. And they really pop, don't they? They really pop out.
They do. They're very contemporary, bright neon yellow and incredibly intense pink. They're brilliant. Love them.
Yeah, I do. But you know, too late. They've gone. Someone's got good taste and has spotted those. We go up to the top end of the gallery as we amble along. I was just mentioning there's a still life there by Andy McKellar, who's actually got an exhibition down at Studio 42. And you would never think that this was one of Andy's works. We were just saying that if you know his work or if you have gone along to his exhibition down at Studio 42, which is all pen and ink and lots of harbours and remote spots on the Isle of Man. And this one is pretty much a still life, green glass and grapes. And you're just saying a very, very different side to Andy's work there.
It is. It is the joy of this particular competition is that some people just want to try something different and have so much fun and joy producing something in a style that's not normal to them or they're not used to doing. And also for people to view it and go, that's not Andy's. Wow, that's fabulous. So it's another of the joys that this particular competition brings.
It is wonderful. Let's go to the top end and lots, again, as you can imagine with the title of Fruit, lots of colour, lots of different interpretations, as Julia was saying. A lovely sort of 3D one over there, which is stained glass with these bees in this sort of gold metal on, which is it is like a honeycomb design, really effective and catches light beautifully in the window there. there's one that I like right in front, which again, sadly, has gone of the top half, a bit of a sort of just the top half, the cat's eyes and the cat's ears above a tabletop with two lemons on, and which is really picked out in black and yellow and blue, and just says, "When life gives you lemons," by Sarah Pitts. I rather like that one.
I love that one. It appeals to me, one, because it's got a cat on it, but you just know that cat's going to just is a cheeky little criminal of a cat who's just going to knock those off.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, it's it's a great little one, yes. Could have gone on my downstairs gallery, that one, but I'm afraid someone's beat me to it. We paddle over the top end again and some really interesting bits and pieces here on the left. Another one I know which you mentioned, Lisa Lennon, Moral Pervert. Now, you might have to explain that one.
As a fruiting body, the moral mushroom.
The fungi, yeah.
But they're just a fabulous title and amongst it all. But there is a fabulous picture. There's lots of fruiting bodies within it. But a nice little sneaky moral mushroom in the bottom of it.
There is, just down in the bottom middle, the morel, if you're familiar with it. Not many seen on the island, I must admit. If you do see one, get in contact with the Manx Fungi Club because they'd be loved to hear from you. And then over to the wall on the left here, there's a couple of bats there, which I've half got my eye on. I must admit, I rather like those. I do like the gothberry underneath, a beautiful strawberry picked out and beautifully painted, but in jet black rather than the traditional red.
It's a fine piece of work. It's a proper succulent black strawberry. Tracy Skelton, she's done a fine job there. I really like it too, just to see a really good study of a strawberry in black.
And then the one just above and to its left, which again I really rather like, but there's a story behind this. It's Emma Butler, and it's entitled "The Fruits of My Labour Are Not Always Appreciated." Now, I didn't know the backstory, but there is one.
Yeah, Emma, she's a wonderful illustrator and artist. She produced some scarlet ibis prints that she did in coloured pencil, and they were blues and they're beautiful. Depiction of a scarlet ibis. I think there was a scarlet ibis seen on the island last year. Could be wrong. And so she produced these prints, but she had some left over. They didn't sell. So she's torn them up and made a collage of a pair from her own scarlet ibis prints. It's fabulous colours.
They are.
Yes, just to do that to you. To your artwork,
is it? I couldn't do it. I couldn't destroy my own work like that.
But she's created something wonderful from it. So instead of them maybe languishing in a drawer, she's then repurposed, reused, and created something brand new out of it. So it has a from the fruits of her labour, she's created a fine pair. If I can say that.
Absolutely. Why not? And it is. yeah, I love it. I do love it, I must admit. And I just love the backstory as well. It's terrific. I would never have known, but it's so clever. You need to come and see it, in essence, on the sort of top right-hand side as you come into the gallery, if you fancy taking a look at this one. And then some other lovely pieces on the left-hand side. And we must, before we finish, mention the one right down the bottom, so on the sort of closer end as you come in on the right-hand wall, which absolutely leaps out, quite literally leaps out of the frame at you. Helen Winter, Gaia, the Fruit Bearer, textile and needle felt. And this is, again, a standard frame, as you can imagine, a picture frame with the green of woods and the sort of a green and whites and the sort of different shades of green of a woodland. And then in the middle, this incredible Gaia, like sort of green man or green goddess figure coming out with all the fruits and the most beautiful little deer, all done in felt. Incredible work.
Needle felting, and the hours and hours and hours it must have taken. I can't even imagine. She's into hundreds of hours to create this. Just the action of pushing the needle into the felt to create the pumpkins and the face and the different fruit and the flowers, but that little...
It's a roe deer or something. It's absolutely stunning.
Beautiful, down to the hairs and the ears. It's so beautifully created. It's just a joy. It's just the way it nestles in as well and comes out 3D. So it's, but those little hairs on the ears, I just want to stroke them.
Yeah, I almost did. I must admit. You won't miss that one. It is incredible, and that deer is. That deer, I don't know if it's a muntjac or whether it's a roe deer, but it's absolutely stunning. It's so lifelike, peering out right next to the face of the Gaia figure, the sort of the green goddess, as it were, with this abundance of fruits and flowers and leaves around her. Stunning work, I must admit. If only I had a big enough mansion to... It just needs a grandiose setting to actually set it off. Really lovely. It is here, all fruit-related art... In whichever way you want to interpret your fruits, there's something for everyone here. Stunning stuff. Running through until 16th of May?
16th of May is when it finishes. We have a prize presentation on the 9th of May at 3 o'clock. So there is a public vote. So you are welcome to come and pick your favourite, write the number down on a piece of paper and put in a little red post box. And then we count them all up and announce the different winners for the different categories and the overall winner and the public vote winner on the 9th of May. And the public vote is always hotly contested because you just don't know what people are going to vote for. I've done a little mini count up of the, because we've already had to empty it once, the post box. And it's interesting, very interesting.
Is there a hot favourite, or is it not giving anything away? But I mean, is it something which is a clear leader, or
there is at the moment, but there are another seven or so pieces that all have a very similar amount of votes at the moment. So it will be interesting to see how that goes through the next few weeks.
Brilliant.
The one in the lead at the moment is unexpected.
Oh.
But
say no more.
Yes.
Opening hours for the gallery?
10 till 5, Tuesday to Saturday.
Great. So plenty of time to get along. And then after that, I know there's not normally, doesn't say empty for too long. What's coming up after the fruit exhibition?
We've got a collection of pink seaweed artists. And the title, which I can't pronounce.
Oh, it's Manx. Yes.
It's Michus, but it means mischief. And if you know Leanne, she's full of mischief. So you never know what you're going to get. But it's different artists that are currently, you can currently see in Pink Seaweed in Ramsey. which you have to go to because it's wonderful.
Absolutely. It is a terrific place. Great. Get yourself down here and check it out. As I say, a bit of something for everyone. There's some serious stuff, stuff which makes you chuckle, stuff which makes you think, stuff which leaps out at you, and stuff which you have to look much closer to really appreciate. As I say, a wonderful wander around and plenty of opportunity to get yourself down here. Have you thought about next year's yet? I know you're quite often thinking well ahead with these ones.
We've got a list. I put a list out every year of possible one-word themes, which I either I let people tick if they wish, or they can add suggestions, and I will either go with what the people like, the choice, mm-hmm. or I'll completely ignore it and do something different.
Do your own thing.
Yes.
Was this one of yours, or was this a popular one?
This is one of mine, yeah. It just seemed a good, because you can go so far with it. Mm-hmm. That's always the thought when you're trying to pick a one-word theme, something that can be interpreted in so many different ways and so many different mediums.
Super fun, super colourful, all sorts of different styles and interpretations. Names you'll know, names you won't. Always a great exhibition. Get yourself down to the Loom if you can. A reminder again, the Fruit exhibition runs until the 16th of May. The Loom Gallery open 10 to 5, Tuesday to Saturday.
Spotlight. Brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
The One Act Play Festival this year, great success. Down at its spiritual home in the Erin Arts Centre, we heard from Manx Amateur Drama Federation Chair Leandra Lawler and the director of the winning play presented by the Russian Players and a coordinator of the festival, Sarah Lockyer, on Spotlight last week. But I also caught up with the joint winners of the Young Actor of Man Award for 2026, Maddie Wood and Emma Louise Taylor. And I suggested to them it was quite unusual to have joint Young Actors of Man.
Yeah, I think the first time it happened was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But I was so happy to have you as
it's
my little
joint winner. It's nice to have someone there with you.
Yeah, it was really, yeah, we had a lovely little embrace when we both won. It was really sweet.
Such a shock.
Yeah.
So you're performing in separate pieces, or how did that work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you tell us individually about what pieces you did?
Yeah, I think because our pieces were so different as well, I can completely understand why it was so difficult to differentiate. I did like a Shakespeare piece from Henry VI, and it was quite aggressive, a bit different from what I'm used to, which was nice. Challenged me a bit, which was good.
Are you happy going out of your comfort zone? Or I know it's something you have to do as an actor often, but
it was really nice because I feel like a lot of the time I get kind of put into things as being like the nice, smiley, maybe a bit nerdy person. So it was nice to try something a bit different, and it was great to get feedback and stuff from like Edward, who adjudicated, who was great.
He was,
So great experience. Really nice.
And Maddie?
Yeah, so I did a monologue from Pitchfork Disney by Philip Ridley, and I'd say the exact same really. It was I don't usually get to do stuff that's quite gritty and in your face and quite serious. She was basically crazy, this girl. She was mental, and I'm a big musical theatre person, so it's more all about, you know, all that jazz. So it was really fun to kind of do something as serious and crazy as I did, and I'm excited to kind of continue with that monologue because very fun. Very
and what do you find attractive about acting?
Oh, I think just kind of becoming a different person, really. Kind of, there's so many different ways that you can act, and so many different, you know, brilliant pieces that you can act with, and it's amazing kind of learning about all these amazing pieces, and especially like with when the one act which we won with in Juliet's Garden was a completely different character to Hayley in Pitchfork Disney. You know, it's a Shakespearean character, Desdemona, with an American accent, oddly. It was very, very different, and it's amazing to kind of express these different roles in different plays with different people. I mean, the people were brilliant in the one act. It was, I mean, Edward Bennett, he was amazing. It was amazing to get some feedback from a big professional who's done everything, really.
I think it was over in the summer for the Midsummer Night's Dream, wasn't it? Yeah, absolutely. And what about you, Emma Louise? Where or how did your sort of piece go? How do you, or where are you going from here as well, is the other question.
Yeah, I mean, well, I just like, I love the fact that acting is always learning. Hmm. I think that that's just so amazing. And I feel like you can't really say that about many things, which is so nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just constantly getting feedback and then improving on it and then using that in different things that you do. And yeah, I love that. I think that's great. Yeah, I actually got my piece. It was suggested to me because I didn't even know where to start when choosing what monologue to do. I actually got it from
Stephen Craig.
Craig from Ballycomeen. He was my old drama teacher.
And he's now my performing arts teacher. Yeah. So it's really nice to have that little connection.
Yeah, it's really sweet. Yeah, so he suggested it. And yeah, I'm so glad that he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been such a big help. I actually started my monologue about a week before. I was just so busy with 101 things, and I said to him, please, I still really want to do it, and he was like, yep, let's do it, like, really believed in me with it, and we really found something with that piece, and it was really extraordinary for him to help me with so little time. And
so just done in a week beforehand.
Yeah, well, basically. Probably shouldn't be saying that, but yeah, I couldn't have done it without him. He was incredible. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Brilliant. One of the things that Edward said that he was so blown away with was the high level of professionalism from all of the young actor competitors. The youngest was, I think, 13, and I think, and then a bit to 19, which was Emma and Louise herself. And he did a development workshop with you guys in the morning, and I think you were a bit unsure about what you would be doing what fun we had.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Really. Oh gosh, it was so much fun.
I mean, he had them falling and having to trust each other and lifting them. I put some things on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're carrying them, and they all worked as a group, and it was really so refreshing to watch. Yeah. So I mean, these guys who were going to compete against each other were competing against each other for the title of Young Actor of Man, and then to see them to collaborate so well together in the morning, and hopefully by bringing somebody just a little bit different over, gave you guys some tips to go away with and some skills.
Definitely did. Yeah, brilliant. He was phenomenal. I mean, at the moment I'm studying performing arts at Ballycomeen, and we study him in a practitioner kind of frantic assembly, and Love Song is a play that I'm studying and he's in it, and it was just so amazing to kind of work with him when you've been watching him from the screens and now you're with him. Yeah, it was incredible. Incredible.
And how normal he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
It was
really
sweet. Yeah, how normal. I mean, but we mustn't forget to mention our runner up for the Young Actor of Man, Womo Holden, who was also fabulous. He did a piece from Jeff from, my brain's gone, sorry.
Death
of a Salesman. And he was really he was really good. And that piece resonated a lot with Edward as well, because it's one of his favourite pieces. So and it does come into it a lot of the time, doesn't it, when you're watching theatre. It's kind of like what you like as well, even as an adjudicator, which can sometimes make you decide who's going to win.
Absolutely.
But when I spoke with Edward afterward, well, in fact it was before, he said, can I pick two to win, please? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know. But luckily we had three trustees for MADFA at the actual thing, and I was like, okay, like, guys, can we do this? And they were like, yeah, we've done it before, 20 years ago. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And so then I went, and I've never seen a man so relieved in my life. I went, yeah, you can. He went, oh, and then he went, oh no, I've got to choose a runner-up now. So it was great. So I mean, honestly, guys, I mean, I obviously was there watching, and you both blew me away. Blew me away. And I've been watching the Young Actor of Man since probably 2012, maybe even longer than that. And it was just phenomenal to watch you both.
So the question is, I suppose, excuse me, you've already hinted at this already, Maddie, where to now with your drama and acting journeys? Where do you want to go?
Well, at the moment I am studying A-levels at Ballycomeen, but I think I did move schools to Ballycomeen, preferably as well, you know, where I lived, and just all this. Well, the performing arts department in Ballycomeen is incredible. And I think I really, really want to do this as a career. Emma will probably agree. But I think, it's just something that I've always been wanting to do. I think I've done it since the age of 4, and performing has been such a big part of my life. And now it's getting so real. And I think Young Actor really is kind of helped me with it. So
it's given me such the confidence boost that I really needed, which is so nice. And to get such like positive comments from everyone, not just Edward, It's just been so lovely. And yeah, because I'm currently kind of applying for different drama schools in the UK and stuff, and I feel like you do kind of send stuff off and you think like, I don't know, but then you get feedback like this and it just makes you think like, oh no, this is what I want to do, and it just really reinforces it. So yeah, yeah, really happy. So terrific. Waiting to hear back, and exciting times. Yeah.
Exciting times indeed. Well, do keep in contact with anything else going on, any more awards you're going to pick up. You're bound to pick up some. Thanks very much and the best of luck talking to us today. Anything else coming up, or any details, or if people want to find out more what's going on with Mad Film Leandric?
Watch the space for 2027, because it's going to be a great year.
Well done to both Maddie and Emma Louise. Super talented both. We look forward to hearing from them more in the months and years ahead. They're bound to do good things. We also heard there from Leandra as well, briefly. An added bonus. Before we go this evening, a reminder, the Mananan Festival is coming up fast on the rails, and it is 50 this year, would you believe? 50 years of the Mananan Festival, and there's a varied programme, I'm assured, by Pip to celebrate the occasion. Tickets will go on sale to the general public from this Friday, so if you're interested, look out. Starting off with Martin Roscoe, the wonderful pianist, on the 29th of June with a trio, Fenella Humphreys and Jessica Burrows, with some fantastic chamber music. There's also a Manx work with excerpts from a song cycle, a short film, a new dance piece, Seamus Carey, the Cornish mischief maker, doing his uplifting community service show. The a cappella ensemble Landless will be there. Dan Forshaw celebrating 100 years of John Coltrane, 100 years since his birth. And to close the festival this year, the great local band Bisky Brisht. So look out for Mananan for the 50th year. That's about it for this week, though. See you next week, when we're hoping to have an update on the first ever Manx opera, Kayak. In the meantime, be good, and whatever you're doing, be creative about it. Hemo.